Welcome, Ahed, to our podcast. Great to have you on. For those who don't know Ahed, can you do a bit of an introduction to yourself?
Sure. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you here today, Marlon. As Marlon said, my name is Ahed Al-Khatib. I look after global sales and marketing for Ericsson LG Enterprise, based in Seoul, South Korea. You know, born and bred, so grew up in Australia and Sydney, but spent the best time of my career, past 15 years here in Seoul, South Korea, leading the enterprise division for Ericsson LG.
Excellent. And I love that we've got an Australian working inside Ericsson LG, because it definitely helps us. Ahed, over the last few months, obviously, we've seen the world change a fair bit. How was Ericsson LG affected by COVID-19? Did you guys have to work from home? Is it different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think no enterprise has been left unscathed from the impact of COVID-19. Truly unprecedented event, I think, and one that we may look back on in many years to come and reflect on how things were so different during this period. As a corporate subsidiary of Ericsson, a lot of the implications for the way we reacted to this crisis was driven largely by our corporate headquarters in Sweden. We immediately took action to suspend all external events, adopted a work from home policy across the business globally from Ericsson. So, like many other companies and enterprises, adopted that as a standard policy to protect the safety of our customers and our employees as a first step. And interestingly enough, through this experience, the business performance and business productivity impact was negligible. The tools and the technology, the maturity of the employees really rose. We've seen our business in the best part of the first Q, certainly impacted by some of the COVID market shutdowns, but not from an employee engagement and an employee customer productivity perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had one of the great things I saw during COVID-19 dealing with Ericsson LG and yourself is that we didn't have a lack of stock or any stock issues through to our channel. So it's a great way to see your business continuities plans kick in there for it. But with that said, you know, what I hear day in and day out is cloud. Everything's moving to the cloud, including that. Are we still seeing some growth in on-premise? I know we've got IPEX Cloud and we're about to launch different parts of that, but are we seeing growth with on-premise equipment at all?
The way I would answer that question is the market is very fragmented. And I believe it's never been a better time to be in this market. The opportunities that exist for growth in the unified communication collaboration market globally is truly exciting. So it's a great time to be in this market. We are seeing a transformation in the business and in the marketplace towards more of a consumption-based collaboration model. Whether that's a delivery that is on-prem or whether that's a delivery that is cloud, it's still looking more and more to be elements of your communication collaboration platform will be delivered to you and consumed by you in a different way than what you may have been able to or what you may have been accustomed to doing so in the past. We still have we're one of the unique vendors in the marketplace that have both an on-prem and a cloud-based offering. And the main part of our business is still on-prem. We're seeing the growth really coming through our cloud delivery model, but that's coming off a small base. Now, in terms of the dynamics, every market has some unique peculiarities, and we're still seeing some growth in on-prem in some key markets. However, does that pales into insignificance with the growth that we're seeing in the cloud business? But again, coming off a small base, not an equitable or a comparative benchmark. And I think if you look at the industry analysts' commentary on the market, cloud still represents a small percentage of the overall market spend that exists in our industry. And there's been discussions about when that inflection point may or may not hit. And it used to be that it was around the 2021, 2022, been shifted out a little bit, but nonetheless, the trend is there. The growth is in cloud. The inflection point's coming in the next 5 to 7 years, where we will still have a significant portion of the business in on-prem, but the growth absolutely is coming from the cloud model. And who knows, I think with COVID, the big discussion point now is how does COVID change your strategy or change the market dynamic? And there's a lot of debate and discussion, and certainly it's an area that we're looking into very, very closely to ensure that we don't miss disruptive trend in the marketplace. And I think now that many enterprises have used and been exposed to some of these technologies and come through them unscathed, I think there's more acceptance and a more desire to implement them as a more standard policy or platform in their operations, in their business operations. So it's be interesting to see over the course of the next, you know, 3, 6, 9, 12 months how that plays out. But certainly it's a trend that we're very, very much watching and looking to capitalize on as we move forward.
I couldn't agree more, Ahed. And Aria Technologies has done a great job at our timing for releasing IPEX Cloud. And we're going to see more and more developments in that over the time. Thanks, Ahed. And that's all we have time for in this episode. But look forward to part 2 of this coming up very shortly. Don't forget to subscribe.